The other day, some people asked, we have a problem, Guruji. When we go out, people ask me, what kind of path, Guruji? Is a path of devotion? Because I don't use the word devotion. Is a jnana marga? I don't use the word jnana. I don't use the word karma. I'm not at all a yogi. What is this? They are asking me what path you are following. I said, even though it is not, just tell them, just for the sake of fun, you tell them. Guruji's path is path of clarity and fulfillment. That is what important, clarity, for everything clarity. That clarity is needed even for nirvana or nibbana or mukti or moksha or even Baba Sakshatkar or whatever comes. We should be clear about that. Many people come to me and ask, I think, Guruji, that I realized it myself. Is it true that I realized it myself? I got an experience of liberation, Guruji. Do you think that I really got that experience? Don't even that. They don't have clarity. We don't have clarity in anything. What we need first is clarity. Based on that, fulfillment. A fulfillment without clarity, we cannot really experience that fulfillment also. Fulfillment and clarity. The path is a path of clarity and fulfillment. Whatever the additional names that you want to give it, doesn't matter.
But Guruji's clarity is not something you achieve, it is something that is given to you, is it?
Yes, it can be seen in different ways. It can be given and it can be received also. If you need, you will get it. You will get the clarity. You will earn your clarity. I'm asking you to earn it. I'm not asking you to be given. Earn it. I don't say simply see it, the clarity will go, I will give you like this. Maybe you experience it like that, it doesn't matter. But I have to tell you, you have to earn it. Yeah? People are not able to do anything fully well. What I ask them is try to have clarity. How much I want this. Then, when you have that clarity, my first priority is discharging my worldly and my family responsibilities. That is 80%. 20% my need is spiritual. I have it. I have that need also. If you have that clarity, when you spend 20% there, if you experience it happily, the 20%. And you experience this 80% also happily. Otherwise, you will be always in a conflict, in the haunts of the dilemma. Here you are not well, there you are not well. That is why I ask you to get clarity first. Where you are, don't get deluded. So we are the spiritual seekers. My life is totally for mukti and moksha. But I am troubled by this. Don't say that. Those who are really troubled by that, these things won't come. You will be like Ravana Maharshi. We don't have that stature. So, we are pulled by different pulls. And what I am asking you, that I have already told you many times, everybody is torn, is pulled in different directions, from different pulls. Because of our lack of clarity and understanding, those pulls, they are pulling this way and that way, and a conflict and a friction is experienced. If you have harmonized them in such a way, if you put them in a proper order, then they don't compete or fight with one another. Then at least you experience the harmony of your pulls. When we have that clarity, where everything's in our heart, then we can experience every bit of it fully, without any clash, without any conflict. I'm asking you to avoid that conflict. As I've given you the example of a piece of iron and a magnet, the same thing, again apply it. What is the difference between a piece of iron and a magnet? They are the same number of iron molecules in both piece of iron and a magnet. But the difference is the magnetic field of each iron molecule is properly polarized, is in harmony, the entropy has gone, then it turns into a magnet. And the easiest way for us to make a piece of iron a magnet is to touch a piece of iron with a magnet again and again. What happens is by the touch, all these iron molecules, all the entropy will go and then you'll get harmony, integration. Then it becomes a magnet. Here, in our case, we are all pieces of iron and Baba is the magnet. Keeping our mind again and again, rubbing our mind again and again on that magnet and trying to put ourselves as much as possible in his presence physically. This piece of iron slowly becomes a magnet, that's all.
I always tell you that first have a goal, your object of love. And all that we have to do is we have to focus on our object of love. What are the things that we have to do in order to keep the focus focused? And what are the things that we should not do which distracts the focus? That you have to choose. You should have the discrimination. You know, because that is your experience. No scripture is needed in order to tell you what to do and what not to do.
You mean this comes from love rather than a sense of discipline?
Then it doesn't seem like a rules, commandments. Here, you have to choose because every minute you have to discriminate. Whether this is helping me to focus on my object of love or not. Whether this is helping to concretize my abstractions of fulfillment or not. That will be always discerning. And if many people have the same kind of things to do, then they help each other in trying to focus. That we call sitting together and sharing. I am not asking you to do anything. What I am asking you is, you come and tell me that this is my object of love and there lies my fulfillment. I am trying to tell you that if this is your sense of fulfillment, then try to focus on it and try to get it. You are saying that this is my fulfillment, but you are not doing it. Try to focus on it. You are saying that I want to pass this examination. Oh, I want it very much. I want the degree. You come and tell me. Then what am I to tell you? Yes, then if you really want the thing, then study well. I am not asking you to pass the examination. I am not asking you to get the degree. No. When you come and tell me that this is the degree that I want to pass this examination, then I tell you that this is how that will be. You say that you want to pass the examination, but daily you are going to movies and chit-chatting with the friends. Lighting around the beach, because that's the way. Study well. Sit in the room and study well. That is what I'm saying. If you say, no, I don't want to pass the examination, everything is cancelled. You come and tell me, I have come all the way from far distances. For you, Guruji, we want to experience you fully, Guruji. When you say that, when I say that, then do it properly. That is what I am saying. I haven't called you. Come and experience my presence. I didn't do that. You come and say that, oh, we are happy here. We feel fulfilled here. We have come for you. If you really come for me, do it like this. Do it thoroughly. Otherwise, why do you waste your time here? Go and do some other pursuits which will be more beneficial to you, more profitable to you. That is what I am. I never try to put a goal in you. I'm only trying to help you to achieve your goal. Your goal you have to set. And just like a goalkeeper trying to stop the other balls coming and striking this goal. I have made it very, very clear many times. I never advise you about goals. This is the best goal. This is the second goal. This is the... No, I never say anything. The goal, the choice of the goal is yours. You have to choose your own goal. How to choose that, I will tell. That which gives you immense happiness. Which triggers love in your heart. choose that goal. Whatever it is, the social movements, go, do it. If that gives you happiness, go. I'm not opposed to that. If that is your goal. And I respect all the people who really work for them, dedicatedly. I have equal respect to them. I don't say that they are sidetracked, unspiritual. No, I don't say it. But you have to choose your goal. Just as they are so dedicated to their own goal, so focused, and not caring about whatever is happening with Baba, the spirituality, these gurus, they don't bother. What I advise people is that goal which triggers love in your heart, which makes you happy, choose that and stick to it and try to focus more on that.
How do we maintain the focus on our goal? It seems in just a moment the focus can be lost and an opportunity is lost.
There is no need to maintain focus. A focus is that which there is no need for maintenance. It's maintenance free. If you have the love, you become almost helpless. You can't divert from your focus. That is called focus. If you love somebody, you can't get away the thoughts of the person. But the thoughts will be always going again and again towards that. And sometimes what happens is because of our old habits, that even though that we like, that we enjoy it, just as we get some sad thoughts which we don't like, even though that we try to drive them away, but still we find ourselves helpless, such distractions will come. And we feel them as distractions which we can't face and we can't avoid. And then comes these kinds of things, these are some. A good company. Think about why we are here. What is the purpose? There are many things. That you are more well-versed than me about these techniques. You can use whatever technique you like.
For our own happiness and unhappiness,
we'll
be happy, he said.
Whether you are happy or unhappy, at least the unhappiness which you think is coming, it stops.
By accepting the responsibility.
By realizing that the other people are not responsible for your happiness or unhappiness. First you free them, and you'll be free from them. At least some kind of liberty and freedom.
Truly seeing, how can we actually see that we're responsible?
First, do the first part. Then it is easy. We make it difficult by deluding ourselves and it becomes a habit and a pattern. That's what I tell you. If you stop it, if nobody is there in the world to blame, we never blame ourselves. At least we blame Baba. To blame is to be lame. Always, again and again and again and again, I tell you one thing. All this, what I tell you now, people understand in their own way, basing on their own personal approach, their own problems, and their own outlook. But the general thing is, three things always I tell you to remember. After all the hours and hours of my charting, the crux of it is, remember 3 points. First, you should have a goal, an objective. What do you want? And remember the object, if at all you have an object. Because everybody thinks that they have an object, a goal. going to come to Thirunamalai, Shirdi. Think why you are here, why you have come here. And always remembering that. The second is to be on guard of this awareness of our purpose and our goal, not be diluted or be taken astray, diverted by many, many situations around. Not to be pulled towards them. And in order to know whether we are actually aware of the goal or we are pulled astray from our path, is to see what we are doing. The third point is, first, remembering the goal. Second, not doing things which will dilute the intensity of your goal. The third is, your focus. To do things which will keep up the focus. Are we doing it? Are we aware of our objective? Is not our purpose diluted? Are we forgetting it? Just see how you spend the day. Not the whole 10, 15, 20 years of staying in Thirunamalai, not necessary. One day, take a sample survey. How you have spent. Why you have come here? What we are doing? What we are aspiring? Where are we going? We have come here for self-inquiry, for Ramana, for Bhagavan, for Arunachala, for Baba, for Guruji. Come on, how many hours, minutes? Sorry, no, that was too much to say. How many minutes you are actually focused on that? In the 24 hours, what you are doing? Just think, why we are here? Do you remember the purpose, the object? Are you trying to pull away, guard yourself from the influences, from the activities, from the pulls which take you away from your goal? And are you walking towards the goal, towards your focus? What are you doing towards it? And all these things based on another thing, which is the most important thing, which I always tell you again and again. The shortness of our life. How short it is, how you are wasting the time, how you are spending the time. Like this. We do not know where we are tomorrow. You plan as if we are permanent, as if we are going to live to the end of the creation. You store. You guard. All these things needed.